All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We're here this afternoon for the purposes of conducting zoning hearings on zoning applications, which are legislative hearings, because the County Council uses the information that we gather today for the purposes of whether or not to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner that's requested by the applicant. Each applicant will be introduced. The director will provide the council with a copy of the minutes from Planning and Zoning Commission, and those minutes will become part of the record along with any exhibits that were obtained at that point. The applicant will be called on to present their case and explain the application. At the time that you come up to the podium, be sure and give us your full name and address, and be prepared to explain what you're asking the council to do. After the applicant has presented the case, the council may ask questions. And then any persons who are present and oppose the application will be allowed to state their response for the reasons for their opposition. After the opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and likewise, there's no rebuttal otherwise, or no cross-examination between the parties. And the after all the parties give their evidence, the record will be closed. The public hearing will be open or closed as well, unless council decides to leave the record open. If you intend to speak, as I indicated, you must give us your full name and address. If you speak for an organization, please give us the name of that organization. If you have a written statement, you don't need to read it into the record. You can pass it in, and at that point, it does become part of the record. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in a orderly fashion, no disruptive behavior. If you have a cell phone or other telephonic device, please turn it to silent mode now, please. At the conclusion of the application, council may either approve the application, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. Mr. Lang, for the first hearing.
Yes, the first application is conditional use number 1884, the application of Michael Schimmel to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.1694 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Statenville Road, also known as Road 224. 850 feet northeast of Union Church Road, also known as Route 42. For the benefit of the record, I pass down copies of the site plan submitted by the applicant for the review of the council. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 24th of 2011. During that public hearing, we heard we'd received comment from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Mr. Schimmel was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to his application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the Commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1884 for Michael Schimmel for a landscaping business based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use of the landscaping business is consistent with the underlying AR1 agriculture residential zoning of the property. Two, the use is appropriate for the property of this size and the applicant's intent to reside on the property. Three, the use with the conditions placed upon it will have no adverse effect on neighboring properties or traffic in the area. Four, no one appeared in opposition to the application. And five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the use shall be limited to the applicant's landscaping business. Two, a vegetative buffer shall be established as shown on the site plan. The vegetation shall be planted to screen the use from neighboring properties. The buffer shall be established within 90 days of the approval of the final site plan for the use. Three, hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Four, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Five, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Six, any storage of stone, mulch, dirt, or similar material shall be in bins, and the location of those bins shall be shown on the final site plan. Seven, any chemicals used in the business shall be stored inside of the building. Eight, no retail sales shall occur from the site. Nine, no mulching or stump grinding shall occur on the site. 10, the location of any dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan and shall be screened from view of neighboring properties. 11, one lighted sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side may be permitted. And 12, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. For benefit of the record, I did receive yesterday, April 11th of 2011, a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District in reference to this application, and we're advised that there are four soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions, Mr. Lane?
Okay. If not, is the applicant here? Would you like to come forward, give us your full name and address, and then explain to council what you're planning to do and what your application is.
My name is Michael Schimmel. My address is 903 Southeast 2nd Street in Milford. Right now we have a small landscaping business. Most of our business is in Sussex County and Kent County. We are looking to expand our own residence, and also our business in order to stop paying somebody else rent and actually pay ourselves. We obviously want to build our own residence there. We want to house our vehicles, our equipment, and our supplies. We plan on building, as you can see, a pole barn. We've already included a tree line buffer in our site plan. And after listening to Mr. Lank, we can obviously abide by everything that was specified by planning and zoning as per their recommendations.
Do you currently own this piece of property?
No, we will be purchasing this, and everything was contingent on us getting approval because I wanted to ask permission and not for forgiveness in Sussex. I know that's odd, but
you're a rare in this county.
A lot of colleagues said, Mike, just purchase it. I said, no, let me go through the steps. Even the owner said, Mike, just purchase it. I said, no, let me go through the steps. So that's why I'm here. I wanted to do this correctly. It's a large parcel. I felt that it was a reasonable size for the business and the house that we're trying to put on there.
Any questions from council?
Well, you have no retail sales there, so traffic is not a problem, you know, as far as locating customers. It's just a place for your home, your supplies, your vehicles and equipment, and I have no problem with it.
Do you have anyone else that would like to speak in your behalf today? Any witnesses?
I do not.
Okay. Are there any other questions of council before I see if there's anyone else here? Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, would you come on up and give us your name and address, please?
Good afternoon, all. Andy Nikowski, 16703 Statenville Road. I'm on the property that is, from what I understand, going to be the entranceway, as well as in front of the property as it tees out behind me. My issues with the commercial business is a matter of equipment, trucks, noise, etc. I've grown up in the country all my life. I work in D.C. I have a small business myself in D.C., There's nothing worse than going over there for 3 or 4 days at a time, and then commuting to New Jersey as well, and then coming home to have to worry about the same thing that I deal with over there. I like the quiet. I just bought the place 2 years ago, put my own home up because of the rural area, and I would, at the time, expected that it would be the same way.
Yeah, you're right on the which side? I
think I'll be
right
at the southeast. Yeah, the right side, looking at the property from Statenville Road.
Same
I'm not
side.
Sure if there's another entrance that could
same
be used.
Same side of the road.
Yes.
Right. Have you seen his site plan?
I have not. I have seen nothing actually. I didn't even get a notice in the mail. My neighbor had it and let me know about it. So
let me hand you this maybe, since you're the owner here.
Sure.
You can borrow that.
You're saying you're next door.
I will be, it's kind of next door, but I won't mainly be in front of, depending on where the building will be.
Okay. We'll just look at that so you can maybe make some comments on how he's...
So what I'm seeing here, it looks like this building will be directly behind my property.
This is
here. Yeah, it's got, yeah, the 140.
This is yours.
1.40, yeah, that's me.
So here it is.
So you live where on this thing right here?
I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I live this where the writing is. Side yard setback.
Okay. So what's behind you? What would be behind? What's proposed to go behind you is a single family home.
Pole barn?
Oh, okay. Yeah, single family home. Right. And pole barn. Okay, so we'll be behind the other properties. So basically, as you can see, and I'm surprised I don't have more support here today, but it's pretty much an opening behind everybody's backyards with the front, being an access. Or maybe wide enough to be a property. I'm not sure if it's too high. I think it has to be 250 feet for that, but that's what it was for me.
How big is your lot?
My lot is 1.4. I think it's actually like 1.39. It says 1.4 on the one that he just showed me.
Now, you did indicate in your remarks commercial property. You did understand this is not a rezoning, but a conditional use.
I did understand that, and without having any of the details from, I missed the first hearing, and I'm just trying to play catch up here now. But when that was mentioned, it also popped into my mind as far as resale goes, how that would affect that if he were to sell the property, if it's then deemed as commercial, and then anything else can be there, or how that would work, of course, is all concern.
A conditional use, certain conditions are placed on the property. It is still the AR1 property, but this particular use is allowed with conditions, and those were the conditions that Mr. Lang read.
Yeah, and I was actually pleasantly surprised to hear those conditions. I did agree with most of them. Will that follow through
see,
with
you
the
did see the conditions?
I didn't. I just what I heard.
I'm going to help you again.
Okay.
He'll give you one. We'll just try to keep get you as informed as we can.
That's the extra copy.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry for not having this information. I didn't even get the notice.
And I think that Mr. Lank, if I'm not with a conditional use in this, if he sells it,
he's
and somebody else buys it to do the same thing. Does that stick with it?
The condition run with the property.
Right. But if somebody buys it and wants to do something different.
That's come back.
That's all come back. So the only thing ever could be there would be what's proposed here.
His business now.
Yep.
Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Yes, it's NITKOWSKI.
NITKOWSKI.
How effective, Mr. Lank, do you think this border trees would be?
You were sent notice.
Oh, he was sent notice?
Yeah, he was sent notice.
Yeah.
Just checked off
the
being sent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It may have been a mail return. I can check that, too, but I didn't see any. I'm sorry, what's the question?
How effective do you think these trees would be there surrounding the property? How?
Well, it varies once they get full grown, depending on what type of tree
they
are.
So what are we asking for on this?
You have to submit a landscape plan to the commission in a review of the process of the final site plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be determined as to how... if there's multiple rows or if it's the size of the tree when they're
but
planted.
But just while they're doing that for you, the good thing is
that it's not a change of zone. If
right,
if you change the zoning,
to a full
anything
commercial
in that zoning could go there forever and ever and ever.
Right.
This is a conditional use of AR1
yes,
property.
Yes.
So all could ever be there under this is what he's proposing.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. And actually, I'm with the dwelling that's there, I'm not too concerned with. The only thing the main thing I think that's left for me to be concerned with after learning everything now is basically noise, dust from the equipment, you know, that types of things.
Where do you live at on that piece?
I'm on, if you see the dwelling, the property directly in front of it, across the hedgerow.
He's in the entrance, right next to
it. Right next, alongside the entrance.
As you go in, every truck, everything.
Are you down towards the Statenville Road, or are you sitting way
yes.
back?
Yes, yep.
He's way up here.
So the Statenville's here.
Right.
His entrance would be here. My entrance and home is here.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right. Right there, yeah. He's right next to easy.
So he's got me by two sides.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
He's the most impacted by this application.
Yes.
Right. So we need to take consideration of that.
And as I said, I think I'm okay with the dwelling factor. You know, it's a residential to begin with.
Sure.
And his pole barns are all on the other side. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the entrance there, as far as trucks, noise, equipment, he mentioned he had some equipment and dust, dirt blowing over. It really rips through there. So we're kind of in a wind tunnel. It really blows down through that. It will probably all, you know, not all, but, you know, those houses up by the road would be most affected by dust and all.
Yeah, there's one issue that I know we've had. We've heard these complaints from these type of operations or concerns are when the vehicles they're using are on site moving around. They when they start backing up, they have that little beep, 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 you know, warning things. And, right. and my understanding is they come that way, and they're basically designed that way. So
I spend a good deal of time in Washington and
right, well,
and
I understand.
In New Jersey, and this is
largely those lots all around are pretty much developed, aren't they?
Yes.
Most of the, I mean, that's not an area.
I don't know that there's any lots left. There's one clearing that I think is an access for that the farmer had for access to that property. It's just maybe 100 yards wide.
So there is a lot of residential properties in there.
Yeah, that's the only other opening that I know of.
And I don't know if we could ever place a condition in there saying vehicles with the beep, beep, beep.
Well, I think that's
I know it. I don't think we can restrict the beep, beep, beep.
That's a safety device.
Yeah, right, I know.
We're not going to be working late at night, no way.
I did hear 6 o'clock.
Huh?
6 p.m.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m., 5 days a week.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, well, anybody's up that time of day, right?
I come and go with the wind. I'm around all the time. And gone all the time as well.
Are there any other questions of this gentleman? Did you have anything else to add?
I would like to add that the majority of the things listed that I heard do sound pretty good. But that only leads me to the two main concerns now would be noise and air pollution.
I got one last question. What's your 911 address? I can pull it up here on the
it's 16703.
What's it? 176?
16703.
16703.
And I think that it shows no home built there yet, still.
Yeah.
Just the property.
Have you got it yet? Or?
You're on Statenville. Are you east of Union Church?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. If you're finished,
I am.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? If not, at this time, Mr. President, I think it's appropriate to close the public hearing on this matter, and if so deemed by counsel, to close the record on the matter.
It's a pleasure, counsel.
Could I keep the diagram?
You could have that, sir. Go ahead. I wouldn't mind riding back out there to refresh. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've been down Statenville Road and get a feel of what's going on there. So I'd like to defer.
We have a motion and a second to defer. Any question on the motion? Right, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deamer.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you both. Thank you.
Okay, that application is complete. And now, Mr. Lank, for the next one.
Yes, next application is conditional use number 1885, the application of James Mearshon to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bait and tackle shop.
to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.352 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Roxana Road, also known as Route 17, 990 feet northeast of Zion Church Road, also known as Route 20. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 24th, 2011. For the benefit of council, I will pass down copies of the site plan for this application. During the public hearing, the commission did receive reports on comments from the Department of Transportation, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Meerschaum was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission did discuss the application. There was a Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1885 for James Meerschaum for a bait and tackle shop based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will be very similar to a home occupation and the applicants reside on the property. Two, the use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, the community, or traffic. Three, the use will be limited to a building that is existing on the site. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the project. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the use shall be limited to the applicant's bait and tackle shop. Two, the existing vegetated buffer around the area of the shop shall be planted with additional planting to fill it in and screen the shop from view of neighboring properties. Three, the hours of operation shall be between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. 7 days per week. Four, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side may be permitted. Five, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Six, any dumpsters depicted on the site plan shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, no food sales other than vending applications shall occur on the site. Four, no more than two boats or personal watercraft shall be advertised for sale on the site at any one time. And nine, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0. Yesterday, April 11 of 2011, we did receive a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District advising us that the site does contain two soil types, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it may be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Question, Mr. Lang.
Okay, at this point, is the applicant here, and would the applicant come forward?
Hello, James Mershon, 35011 Roxana Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay, can you explain to the council what you're planning to do and why they should grant your application?
I bought my property in 2001. I have my own construction company. My plan is to stay in the area. Business, surprisingly enough, has been pretty well these last several years, and I'm looking to expand into something that I have knowledge doing and that will be a little easier on my body over the long term.
Yeah. Okay, do you currently own that property, is that correct?
Yes.
And you currently reside on that property?
Yes.
Is that the current entrance that's shown on there, or would
yes.
there be a new entrance?
That's all existing.
Okay. And I see the proposed store, that's an existing dwelling too?
Yes, yes.
So everything that's shown on the plot is already there?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Does council have any questions?
Just that one reference, Everett, to the gun shops. I mean, and if you probably had the word gun shops in there, somebody that could raise some concerns or something. And
let me go find what you're referring to.
Do we want
to
make make sure that there. You said there you have no intent in messing with firearms because you got all the license and everything. But as you heard a minute ago, you can sell these applications or these properties, and the use runs with the next guy, and he might, if it's not really specified, he might start putting in guns, and that could scare the heck out of maybe some of the people. But anyway, so could we put in there that there be a reference that no firearm sales?
We could. I think it'd be appropriate time to do it after we conduct
okay.
the hearing.
But we can. Okay, the question is, can we do it? I'm giving everybody time to think about it. Okay.
Can I make a note before you go that far? When I read number 5 condition, it should have read any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring property.
That's good.
Very good.
Typo. My fault.
Okay. Because it is pretty close in there.
Do you have any witnesses here today on your behalf?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak here today in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? If not, is there anyone here today that's in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? If not, Mr. President, it's appropriate to close the public hearing at this point. And if council deems necessary to close the record in this matter.
Pleasure, council.
I'm just wondering, is there any commercial or B1 around this area?
Right next to me, there is a towing company, mm-hmm. and right across the street from him is A&A Heat and Air.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The closest zone property, is your question, mm-hmm. would be at the intersection of 20 and, which is also known as 382 mm-hmm. and 17 at the Roxanne Lake.
Okay.
There's mm-hmm. several conditional uses, and those one of those sites is C1 and one the other one is B1. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't show the lettering, but it's
okay.
there.
Thank you.
You say all the buildings still there? Existing buildings already there?
Okay, yes. We've already closed the public hearing at this point.
Oh. We'll close the record and move forward.
Make sure I'll make a motion to close the record.
I have a motion to close the record.
Second.
And a second. Question on motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Next, Mr. Moore, would you read the title, please?
Now, there was somewhat of a discussion.
Firearms reference.
Firearms. And secondly, mm-hmm. we would need to amend it to number 5 to insert the word not,
right.
as Mr. Mm-hmm. Lank had indicated.
Mm-hmm. I think I said it, but I didn't
have the title first. We could do anything. But.
Okay. The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a bait and tackle shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.352 acres, more or less.
Okay. Now, Mr. Cole?
There's two things. One thing, the clerical mistake in number 5, replacing the word not after does not shine on neighboring properties. And if I could do it all in one motion, and I would like to add the word, the use shall be limited to applicant's bait and tackle shop. And you could maybe just put a comma with no firearm sales.
No gun sales or service shall be permitted.
Okay. That'd be fine. So I'll make that motion. Okay.
So the motion would add to number 1, no gun sales or service shall be permitted. And in number 5, it would insert after the word does be not. So it'd be does not shine.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And what brings us up to be no gun sold there?
He wants a bait and tackle. He said he wasn't going to do it, but it just if it ever sold and somebody in the future, there are a lot of homes. There's a lot of residences around there. And we had one time down there, Sam, that the guy was going out and practicing out in the backyard, just test firing things.
It
makes people nervous when you see the word guns.
Anything else? Okay, that's a motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second.
And I have a motion and a second to make those changes. We'll need a vote then to amend it. Which is your motion?
Motion to amend,
and,
as directed by Mr. Moore.
Second by Mrs. Deaver. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with the amended changes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance with the amended changes. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes. It seems a reasonable use. of that property. My reasons are the same as those of Planning and Zoning Commission and with the amended conditions.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, same reason.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. On the motion of same as P&amp;Z.
And I also agree with P&amp;Z's recommendations and with the change that we made, it does, I think, fits in the area fine. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good luck.
More?
Yes, the next application is for a change of zone. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is change of zone number 1703. It's the application of TKCC LLC to amend comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.39 acres more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13, 413 feet north of Route 46, also known as Elks Club Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 24th of 2011. For the benefit of council, I just passed down a copy of a little packet of information from the applicants. During the public hearing with the commission, we heard comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Beth Livingston was present on behalf of the Keith Corporation and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1703 for TKCC LLC for rezoning from AR1 Agriculture Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the area is appropriate for commercial zoning based upon its frontage on U.S. Route 13 and its proximity to other commercially zoned properties in the city of Seaford. Two, the proposed zoning will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the applicant will meet or exceed all DLDOT and highway corridor requirements. Four, CR1 commercial residential zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the project along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 Commercial Residential District. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated in that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of the record, again, I did receive a memorandum on April 11th. 2011 from the Sussex Conservation District. We're advised that this site contains two soil types, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Question, Mr. Lang?
I don't know how important this is, but this evidence is they're asking for C1, and you know we don't have
CR1
anymore.
CR1's appropriate.
We don't have C1 anymore. Just to make a note of that. That's all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then the application does say CR1.
Yes, but this says C1, so I want to make sure that was brought out.
Is someone here for the applicant today? Would you like to come forward? Give us your name and address, please.
I'm Beth Livingston with the Keith Corporation, 5935 Carnegie Boulevard, Suite 200, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28209. But for the record, I grew up in Salisbury, so I'm very familiar with the area.
Good.
And I like visiting. So do my parents. Anyway, I'm with the Keith Corporation, and which is part of TKCC. Quite honestly, the reason we're asking for the rezoning is we think it makes sense to go to CR1. It conforms to the rest of Route 13 in that commercial area. Y'all probably remember we did the tractor supply a few years ago. So this one, we're kind of debating between selling it and getting a tenant and building for them. We kind of prefer to sell at this point. and let someone else do the development. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not sure what will end up happening. But either way, we'll conform to the standards of CR1 and conform with the screening and landscaping and all that good stuff. So, any questions? Feel free to ask.
So the corporation does own the property now?
We do. Mm-hmm. TKCC does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
CR1 is the zone that we've created to allow for higher density residential use. Do you have any intention to come back with a conditional use for residential?
No. Mm-mm.
Any other questions from council?
Down there by Central Tractor or
yes.
Tractor?
Yeah, yeah. Tractor Supply right next door to it.
Sorry for the typo. Good.
Down there by the boat people and the liquor store.
Do you have any witnesses that we'd like to call? If not, is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, would you come forward? Give us your full name and address, please.
How you doing? My full name is Charles Bartlett. I live at 309 Sunnydale Lane, Seaford, directly behind the land that you're talking about developing or changing the zoning laws. As I also I heard you say about the tractor place that's right down from there. They have big lights that shine all over the place in the back of my neighbor's homes, and I don't want that. But I'm really, if I can't stop you from changing the zoning, okay, for whatever reason it may be, what we are really asking for is a sound barrier and not just trees, but like a fencing of some type so that we don't have the sightly scene of whatever's going to be there. Okay, those are the things we're asking for. Not those, I heard you saying about lights from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night or whatever the case would be. That probably wouldn't bother me, but at 11 o'clock at night, I think it's an excess.
You live in Wheatley's farm, Wheatley's development?
Excuse me?
You live in the Wheatley's development?
Clearbrook, yes.
Clearbrook Estates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The situation today that we're just changing the zone, it would be if it gets changed to commercial use,
right.
They don't have any plans. If they make any plans, then they would have to go back to planning and zoning, and then there'd be a site plan review process. Because we can't put conditions. He's asking us if we could, you know, put some fences in or, you know, some kind of barrier. My understanding is, Everett or Lawrence, we can't impose those conditions on a change of zone, correct?
Not, no.
Now then, where would he have an opportunity? If he has no, obviously, you know, land on 13 is nobody wants to live there residentially, so it's going to go commercial and it's been going that way. So, his opportunity would be to, his only opportunity would be to come to the Planning and Zoning Commission's site plan approval process.
Site plan review process.
Review process.
They'd have to watch for agendas, and it could be a year or two.
That's right.
So
you'd have to keep a watch on what's going on there and stuff like that.
But would you send us a letter like you?
There's no letter sent for a site plan review because it's a permitted use. But the agendas are available on a regular basis, and they can be accessed online to see if it's on the agenda. The thing you'd have to watch for is not just the name, because the name could be under another name when they apply, because it'll be that
company
that's interested in developing that site. So then it would be a location you have to watch.
Is it possible, Lawrence, to insert in the file something to say call, you know, maybe?
It would only be in a change of zone file, because there won't be any file until someone else applies.
But if somebody does apply, if somebody would pull that file, right, somewhere along the line?
We pull the file for the ordinance purpose.
For the ordinance purpose, okay. I mean, is there a way that they could insert some, just call, you know, call if
If it's a couple years from now.
I know it's a long shot. There's no guarantee.
It could be located at the airport, the record management system, if it sits there vacant for too long.
No.
Yeah, it's difficult, but we could try, yeah.
Yes. The concern,
there's no guarantee. That's the dilemma right
now. Yeah, the concern would be if we try to put something in the file and then that file not get pulled again, and you're relying on that. The best way to do is to follow online and you look at that particular parcel. And the reason it might be someone else, they may sell to someone else, and that outfit, that company come in with the plans to build and with the site plan. So you need to be looking for that parcel.
And possibly the Keith Corporation could be cooperative with you also. So you may talk to her.
Yes, she gave us her card.
Then again, there's no guarantees in all this, but if you follow our agendas, and maybe Lawrence can tell you a website if you're on the computer once in a while, but that's going to be just every so often you got to check it, I guess.
But just one more question. Just exactly what changing the to the zoning law, I should say, would actually do to my property, so to speak, I'm saying, because I'm directly behind that. By changing that, that defaces my property, yes? As far as resale value, I'm saying.
You'll be looking at the back side of it, right?
Yes, the back of my
It would have an impact. It's hard to guess what it would be.
Right.
But yeah, there an impact, yes. Some positive, negative, something. It'll have an impact.
Okay.
Because if where you are, your location, right? If you're on the perimeter of the property lines, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the chances are the commercial development along 13 is a given, pretty much.
Okay.
It's in our plans, and I mean, it's all in all our site plans, right? And in all our land use plans is always designated that area. There's very few parcels left that aren't.
The parcel where the Tractor Supply is was approved as a conditional use for the Tractor Supply. Mm-hmm. Everything north of that is commercial zone.
Okay.
I mean, the Phillips sign, the boat facility, the old Chambers Motors, the liquor outlet, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of that. And there's another office or two in there. They're all commercial. The only other piece would be this piece and the piece to the south, and the piece to the south is owned by church. I believe it's owned by church.
Okay.
So these are the only two pieces left on that side that aren't developed or aren't commercial.
So I just have to keep watch what's going on.
Yeah, if it gets approved, which
okay, thank you.
Seems like planning and zoning is recommended.
Would he be looking for CZ 1703 as he looks on the website? Or
no.
No.
He just looks for.
And as I said, it could be under Keith Corporation. It could be under TKCC LLC. It could be another name altogether because it could be
very challenging to find it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I was wondering if it was something could be done prior to that, mm-hmm. but I understand not. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing now, Mr. President, it's appropriate to close the public hearing, and if deemed appropriate by council, to close the record in this matter.
I'll make a motion we close the record.
I have a motion and
a second
to close the record. Any questions on the motion? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Moore, if you would read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 4.39 acres, more or less.
What's the pleasure of council?
Well, the Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended to be approved. So I'll make a motion that we approve change of zone
1703. I have a motion of Mr. Cole to grant change of zone 1703. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second from Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
Well, no.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I sympathize with the opponent, the opposition, but this is land right along Route 13, and I think the use is in conjunction with other uses on that road, so I would vote yes for this.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the same reasons.
Phillips?
I share the concern of the opposition, but I heard Ms. Livingston assure council that she would be in contact with them when they decided to move forward with a site plan review at Planning and Zoning. So with that and the appropriateness of the application, I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes for the same reasons.
I do think it does certainly lend itself to the area to be zoned commercial. And I do have faith that you will stay in touch with them. And if this is, in fact, sold, you will let them know that and how that process works. So I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
And sir, typically the Planning and Zoning Commission is sensitive to the idea that when commercial and residential abut, that they try to make sure they do things anyway. But hopefully things will work out. But
move we adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. Any question on a motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. We're adjourned. Thank you.